Friends, it is a great joy that I announce to you that yesterday at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, two new priests were ordained for the Diocese of Wichita. One of them, as you know, was Matt Sigmund, now Father Matt Sigmund. And as you can imagine, you know, as you know him, yesterday he was all smiles, right? All smiles throughout the entire ordination mass. It's been announced last night that he will be assigned as the assistant at Blessed Sacrament. Blessed Sacrament over on the east side, which is at East Douglas, Hillside and Douglas, basically. It's actually where I was a deacon for a summer. So it's a great parish, and he'll do great work there. Today is his first Mass of Thanksgiving. So technically yesterday was his first Mass, right? Because the ordination rite is just before the homily. And then the first thing that that a new priest does, right after he's ordained, is he concelebrates with the bishop. The first thing that he does is he consecrates bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. And so that's why today we call his first Mass of Thanksgiving. And I'll be there, I'll be one of the concelebrants, and it will be a joyous occasion. In 2 weeks, he'll be here to celebrate the Masses at Christ the King, at our parish on Pentecost Sunday, okay? So in 2 weeks, next Sunday is Ascension, and then Pentecost Sunday is the following Sunday. And he's coming here as a way to say thank you to our parish family. And I also want to thank you for your prayers and also your graciousness that you have extended to him last summer, but also when he comes back to visit. And I want you to know that you had a part to play in him becoming the priest that he is today and the priest that he will become. So I want you to know that he loves you and that he does appreciate everything that you have done for him. And I also want you to know that the bishop, he thinks highly of our parish. I mean, having assigned a deacon to us last summer, there's a little bit in the bulletin this weekend, but we're going to have a seminarian here this summer. Unfortunately, he won't be assigned here technically. He'll be working at the Lord's Diner, but he'll be in residence here in the rectory. So I just want to say thank you to you for your faithfulness to our parish and for living. Living the Catholic faith as we do, I think it's a great testament to who we are that the bishop has basically he entrusts us with a share in the formation of these future priests. So that's something to be very proud of. Yesterday at the ordination mass, these two men who were ordained, so it's Father Matt Sigmund and now Father Drew De La Sega. He's from Pittsburgh originally. These two men, they were asked a series of questions. And after the bishop asked them these questions, they made a series of promises to the bishop. The bishop asked them if they were willing to be a fellow worker with him, with the bishop. And Father Matt and Father Drew said, "I do." They promised to preach the gospel and to teach the Catholic faith. They promised to celebrate the sacraments faithfully, especially the Eucharist and confession, those two sacraments that we need so much. They promised to pray always, especially for the people that has been entrusted to their care. And they promise to unite themselves more closely each day to Jesus, who is the high priest, the one that lives a life of sacrifice. And then the last promise that they make, they go in front of the bishop, and you have to kneel in front of the bishop, and the bishop takes your hands in his. And he asked them, "Do you promise respect and obedience to me and to all my successors?" And you say, "I do." So to all of these questions, the new priests gave their word. To all of these questions, they said, I do, I do, I do. That very last one about each day uniting themselves more closely to Jesus, they say, I do with the help of God. They're very serious. These are the same promises that I made 10 years ago. But to each of these questions, the new priest gives his word. I do. And this is significant, brothers and sisters. This is significant because many times today, as we know, words don't seem to mean much. Sometimes, you know, words seem cheap. So many times, it seems, people go back on their word or are unfaithful to their word. And so this is what Jesus talks about today in the gospel. Jesus talks about keeping our word. Jesus says to us, he says, whoever loves me, he says, will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and he will, and we will come to him and make our dwelling in him. Notice what he says. Jesus says that in order for us to love him, for us to truly love Jesus, what does he say we must do? He says, we must keep his word. So the question is, brothers and sisters, the question we must ask ourselves, do I know his word? Do I know God's word? Because in order for me to keep his word, in order for me to live his word, I first must know and understand his word. And brothers and sisters, this is why being immersed in his word, listening to his word, reading his word is so very important. And why we should have access to the scriptures and love for the Bible, to immerse ourselves in his word so that we can truly love him. Why is reading, why is being immersed in his word, in the scriptures, why is it so important? It's when we are immersed in his word, when we know his word, when we love his word, when we read it. It's then that we come to know Jesus as the teacher and friend that he is. Because in sacred scripture, this is where Jesus shows us what it means to love our neighbor and what it means to love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's in his word. He shows us what we must believe, right? What he has taught to us. And the life that we must live to gain eternal life. And finally, this word, it feeds us. It feeds us. It inspires us. It encourages us. It lifts us up. But most of all, what does Jesus tell us when we keep his word? When we know it, when we live it, when we understand it, when we're immersed in it? What does Jesus tell us it does? He says, we, this is Jesus speaking, he says, we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. So this we is the we of the Trinity. When Jesus says we, he means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will come to dwell in us. Which is really the whole point of the Christian life, right? That's the reason why we're here. That's the reason why you're at Sunday Mass and the reason why you love God and why you love the Catholic faith is because the whole point of living this life, this Christian life, is to be united to the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the whole goal. And that's the goal that we're aiming for in heaven. That's what heaven is going to be like. Union with the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So friends, today I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you just with two things. The first is to know and love the Word. You know, we're in summer break. I know it's Memorial Day tomorrow. Happy Memorial Day. Summer break, I know school's out, and not for everyone, but for many of us, you know, summer, there's just a little bit more time to relax, a little bit more time to breathe, right? And so I would encourage you to make it your summer goal, maybe, to pick up the Scriptures every day. Pick up the Scriptures every day and be immersed in His Word. Don't read the Bible from cover to cover, right? From Genesis. Don't do it. I've tried it. It doesn't work, okay? Don't do it, right? Don't go there. But start with the Gospels. Start with the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And just every day, whether it's a page, whether it's a paragraph, just every day, immerse yourself. Come to know His Word, so that you can live it and keep it. St. Jerome, a great father of the church, he lived in the 4th century, I think. St. Jerome, strong words. St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, right? So if we don't know His Word, if we don't know Scripture, we don't really know Jesus. And so we come to know Him and to love Him by meeting Him in His Word, conversing with Him. And so I just encourage you, maybe this summer, to pick up the Word every day to immerse yourself in it. The second thing is that let us pray that we may do a better job. This is something we can all grow in, that we may all keep our words, right? You know, it used to mean something when someone says, I give you my word, right? May we be more faithful in doing that. Let us pray for Deacon Matt, Father Matt, Father Matt and Father Drew. Let's pray for them today that they may keep their words. And that also I may keep my words that I, you know, made 10 years ago on my ordination. Let's pray for all priests that they may be faithful to their words that they gave to the bishop. Let's pray, you know, for married couples that they may be faithful to their words that they made on their wedding day. But just in our daily life, may we be faithful to our words, that when we give our word, that we keep it. But most especially, yes, let's keep our words, but let's keep His word. Let's keep God's word. Let's keep God's word in our minds, on our lips, in our heart. Let us take up His word. Let us love it. Let us know it. Let us live it. So that, as Jesus says, when we keep it, when we love His word, when we are immersed in His word, then we will know how it is to truly love the Lord who first loved us. May it be so. Amen.